Tataka Keegan is joining us kindly to talk about AI and facial recognition concerns. They are used internationally, but more importantly, by our government. Tataka, tēnā koe, thank you for joining us on the program. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, tēo, ngā mihi hoki, kia koe.
Tēnā koe, tēnā tēnā. Okay, so look, we are very familiar with the developing digital technologies. AI and facial recognition, it seems as though it's on the verge of becoming everyday use. What discussions have been had with Tangata Whenua about the use of facial recognition, and what are some of the concerns that we should be aware of, Tataka?
So in terms of facial recognition, I think that's exactly the point. There haven't been any discussions with Tangata Whenua about the use of facial recognition. It's something the government's getting involved with. It's seriously looking at bringing out. But as far as I can tell, as far as I'm aware, trials with Tangata Whenua haven't been happening. And there's an issue in that with people.
Hey, Tataka, our phone's getting the old shaky bit going on. I wonder if you might just have a bit of a wander around and see if it comes through a bit clearer. Can you hear?
Yeah, you're coming in and out. I'll go to a different room.
Oh, thanks.
Let me try a different room of our whare.
Thanks, Tataka. Or we could ring you back in a moment. Tataka has been involved in computing and mathematical sciences and also as a Māori language revivalist. He's descended from the Waikato Maniapoto, Ngāti Apakura, Te Whanau Karawai, ki Ngāti Porou and Ngāti Whakaue, and has been doing much work in and around the University of Waikato. How are we looking at your end there, brother?
Yeah, things seem like they're okay here. Are you reading me loud and clear, Dale?
Hey, Tataka, and you're looking like Brad Pitt as well, mate. Tēnā koe.
Yeah, that's what all the cows are saying this morning. I'm out in the. I live near a farm underneath our mountain in Porongia, and yeah, the cows are all walking by, giving me a big smile this morning.
Tēnā koe, and you're sounding good too. Hey, Tataka, on a more serious note, I mean, AI and facial recognition on cows. Well, we might go for that, but we won't really go for it on our own people, yeah.
Well, actually, there is a lot of technology on cows. Most cows are being tracked. So that it can tell, the farmer can tell automatically, like when they're in the heat, how much milk they're producing, whether they need to send them off to the works or not. So technology is impacting all forms of our life, even out in the farms.
Yeah, well, that's actually a good point. So what, the digital future is going to treat Tangata Whenua like cows?
I wouldn't go that far, because cows aren't really in control of their destiny, where Tangata Whenua should be in control of our destiny.
I tautoko, good on you, mate. Well, let's go back to what's going on here. So I'm going into pack and save. I've got a bit of form in my background. I'm a changed man, though, because I was a younger guy then, and all of a sudden, beep, 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 that guy's a thief.
Yeah, well, there's two issues with facial recognition, and one of the issues is false negatives, and one of the issues is false positives. So false negative is when facial doesn't recognise you at all. And so in terms of like passport control, or even if you want to use your phone, a lot of the phones now, you pick them up, they recognise it's you, and then they can start for you. But with a false negative, you pick the phone up and it says, well, that's not a face, I can't interact with it. So that's one of the issues, false negatives. The other issue is the false positive. And the false positive is when you come into the store and facial recognition thinks all Māori look the same, and then because of bias and algorithms, all Māori are thieves, so you walk into the store and then immediately you're tracked. So those are the concerns we have. But also the concern we have is that the government is thinking of introducing it in a number of different sectors across the government, but it hasn't really engaged and tested, as far as I can tell, with Māori. So they're like, well, we're going to bring in this new technology, it's going to help us better identify individuals, but we're not really sure if it's going to work or not. We'll just try it and see. And when it does that, when it has that kind of thinking, the people that suffer, of course, are Tangata Whenua, are Pacifica Islanders, because according to the facial recognition, we look quite similar.
And that's a good point. Then you've got Mokokowai, Matora, all of, or even you know, facial tattoos that aren't Māori but can be misleading. What are some of your concerns in this space?
Yeah, well, the concerns are around the application, because we don't feel the technology works really well in identifying Māori at the moment. So how is it being applied? How is it going to affect Māori more detrimentally? I'm a computer scientist. I think eventually the technology will get better, but I think before it does get better, how much harm is it going to do?
Is Big Brother already, is it here already in ways that we can't draw back from? Is it just part of the modern world? And although there are warnings about using facial recognition, for instance, and accessing your phone, there is small print as well that most of us don't bother reading. What are some of the dangers we're exposed to here? And what's some advice you might share with us about our seemingly our willingness to go along with this on this digital ride?
Yeah, well, there's different people have different levels of concern. And I guess the key concern really is about, you know, privacy and confidentiality. I think the younger generation, for all their positives, I think one of their flaws are they're not so concerned. They're thinking technology is a part of us, let's use it in as many ways as we can. I think we just need to be a little bit careful. You mentioned, is Big Brother already upon us? Yeah, I think it's been upon us in the background for a little while now. But so long as we're still able to be private, we're still able to keep our confidential things to ourselves, and as long as we're still able to be us, as Māori, as iwi, individual iwi, then, like I said, I'm a computer scientist, so I'm not overtly concerned. We just need to be aware of implications of technology, really.
Satellite technology can find you on your farm while you're out moving your cows, can't it? Right as we speak, they can zoom in from space and see you, Te Taka. That's the reality of modern life here.
Yeah, so if you fall off your tractor and then you need help, then that's an advantage. But then if you're doing something at the back of the farm that you don't want nobody to know about, and goodness knows what that could be, because, you know, I'm an honest guy, but if you're doing something at the back of your farm you don't want nobody to know about, well, maybe they can know about it. So pluses and minuses, that's what new technology brings. It brings positive aspects and negative aspects. And as a people, we just got to be aware of the consequences and really try and make them work for ourselves, make the technology work for us.
Well, there's nowhere to hide. A lot of people say, well, I've got nothing to hide, but it does seem an imposition that everywhere you go, everywhere you turn, every street corner's got a camera. There is no such thing nowadays as privacy.
Yeah, well, in terms of street corners, if you're in the middle of the CBD and it's late at night, you know, probably the cameras are providing some security. But if you're out, you know, if you're at your marae, if you're out on your own land, then you have other means of security, so you don't really need it. So, yeah, it's when one encroaches on the other, really, that we need to be aware of, we need to be conscious of, and like I said, how can we make it work for our benefit? That's, I think, as Māori, that's what we should be thinking about. But that's what we do. That's what we do with technology. We make it work for us.
Well, we can't have them spying on us without us spying on them. So do you think that Māori too need to gear up in this space, Te Taka? And just as they think that they're monitoring gang activity, we might therefore see when, where right-wing fascists are meeting. I mean, it should be a two-way street, shouldn't it?
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of that, but I'm more concerned with, I'm more interested in terms of our own knowledge and our own access to our own knowledge. How can we create technology so that, for instance, Waikato are accessing Waikato information, Maniapoto are accessing Maniapoto information? How can we identify our own people and where they are living so that if we have a massive world pandemic, that we can help our own people? So that's a How can we identify our own so that we can help our own? How can we use this facial recognition technology to see where all our people are around the country, around the world, and say, you know, we've got a big hui coming up on the marae in a couple of months. If you're interested, don't have to fly all the way here, but here's the logon details and connect that way. So, yeah, it's about shifting the focus, Bell, and, yeah, using it for our benefit.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, we can't put it back into the box, can we? We've opened the box, and now we have to deal with what has sprung forth. Is it, just as we wrap up, Te Taka, I mean, is it dangerous, or is it a tool that modern Māori need to be au fait with, and as you're suggesting there, utilised to our advantage?
Yeah, so in terms of facial recognition, this is a tool that's will become more and more prevalent. Modern Māori need to be aware that it might not work for us at the moment. How can we make it work better? How can we take this technology and use it for ourselves? If it's doing false positive or if it's doing false negatives, how can we have the tool removed until it's fixed, or how can we get in there and fix it ourselves? So, yeah, that's kind of what I'm about. Let's use it. We can't go backwards on technology, so let's turn it around. Let's use it for our benefit.
Are you satisfied with the level of kōrero and discussion that has taken place from a Māori perspective towards these changing technologies? I mean, you're au fait with it, but many aren't. What about the hui so we can get some solid Māori-based feedback and data with which we can hang our hat?
Dale, that's an excellent point. That's a very good point. I aren't satisfied with the amount of conversation or discussion we've had as Māori. And it's not Māori that are introducing the tool. I aren't satisfied with the amount of conversation that government has had with Māori in the introduction of this tool either. That's something they could improve on if they can ever get together and form a government.
Great talking with you. Thank you. And it's been an interesting bovine-based discussion this morning, and I'm sort of picturing you. I can't actually see you, Te Taka, I'm kidding. But it sounds lovely there at the base of our beautiful manga, Pirongi. And neira te mihi kia koe, te ranga tere, Te Taka. Thank you for sharing some kōrero with our peeps today.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa.
Kia ora, rau atu koe, Te Taka. Te Taka Keegan.